This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
One concept lunar vehicle could join NASA's Artemis V astronauts on the moon. We'll talk more about it in moments, but first, streaming can be an art form in its own right and made all the more enjoyable with the proper tools. Though they don't always come cheap. That's why the 26% discount currently running on the Razer Stream controller is so exciting. The sale brings the all-in-one keypad down from $270 to $200, a return to its record low price. Razer launched its Stream controller back in 2022 as a competitor to Elgato's Stream Deck, albeit at a much higher price point. To be fair, the device offers quite a lot for the cost, including 12 haptic switchblade keys, 6 tactile analog dials, and 8 programmable buttons. The Razer Stream controller works with Mac or PC and has integrated support for platforms like Discord, Twitch, and Spotify. It's also good for any artists looking for a new creative device, as it works with Photoshop, Premiere Pro, Illustrator, and more. If you're anything like me, then you put off buying a new MacBook until absolutely necessary or there's a big sale to avoid a large bill. Right now, the latter is making a purchase more tempting with Apple's 2022 MacBook Air with M2 chip on sale for $849 from $999. The 15% sale brings the 13.6-inch 256GB device down to a record low price. We gave the 2022 MacBook Air a 96 in our review when Apple first released it, dubbing the device near perfect. Make no mistake, this is a record low price for the high-quality device. Enture's MV7 microphone has been a solid option for podcasters and streamers since its introduction in 2020. With it, the company introduced the first mic with both USB and XLR connectivity. This hybrid setup offers the ability to connect easily to a computer or more robust recording setups as needed. It's also $150 cheaper than Shure's workhorse SM7B that you've likely seen in professional podcast videos. Now, the company is back with a new version of the MV7 dubbed the MV7 Plus, with a sleeker design and a host of software features aimed at improving audio before you fire up any editing workflows. To find the latest details, updates, and reviews on these gadgets and tons more, head over to Engadget.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Three companies are vying for the opportunity to send their own lunar vehicle to the moon to support NASA's upcoming Artemis missions. The space agency announced this week that it's chosen Intuitive Machines, Lunar Outpost, and Venturi Astrolab to develop their Lunar Terrain Vehicles, LTV, in a feasibility study over the next year. After that, only one is expected to be selected for a demonstration mission, in which the vehicle will be completed and sent to the moon for performance and safety tests. NASA is planning to use the LTV starting with the Artemis V crew that's projected to launch in early 2030. The LTV that eventually heads to the moon's south pole needs to function as both a crewed and uncrewed vehicle, serving sometimes as a mode of transportation for astronauts and other times as a remotely operated explorer. NASA says it'll contract the chosen vehicle for lunar services through 2039, with all the task orders relating to the LTV amounting to a potential value of up to $4.6 billion. The selected company will also be able to use its LTV for commercial activities in its downtime. Intuitive Machines, which will be developing an LTV called the Moon Racer, has already bagged multiple contracts with NASA as part of the Commercial Lunar Payload Services, CLIPS program, and in February launched its first lander, Odysseus, to the moon to achieve the first commercial moon landing. Venturi Astrolab will be developing a vehicle it's dubbed Flex, while Lunar Outpost will be working on an LTV called Lunar Dawn. All must be able to support a crew of two astronauts and withstand the extreme conditions of the lunar South Pole. We will use the LTV to travel to locations we might not otherwise be able to reach on foot, increasing our ability to explore and make new scientific discoveries, said Jacob Bleacher, a chief exploration scientist at NASA. One of these concept lunar vehicles could join NASA's Artemis V astronauts on the moon. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Cheyenne McDonald and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.